This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, a Chapel Hill developer and property management company is offering an incentive for public employees to stay in town instead of moving to Durham. Orange County schools have announced their makeup plan for days missed due to all that inclement winter weather.
We're maintaining the spring break for our traditional schools that we had originally scheduled, which is March the 30th through April the 3rd.
And a food pantry on the UNC campus has a problem that not many food services have. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, the wait is over. The brackets are out. And Jacksonville, Florida will be the destination for the Carolina men's basketball team's first weekend in the NCAA tournament. And
Carolina ran out of gas and adrenaline in Greensboro, but not heart.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 45 degrees in Chapel Hill, and it really feels good this morning. Partly sunny, high today in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear skies on the way, our low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, another relatively warm day, high in the upper 70s. It will be rather windy tomorrow afternoon, but today, really, just about perfect. A Chapel Hill developer and property management company is offering an incentive for public employees to stay here in town instead of moving to Durham. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
Over the last year and a half, Eller Capital has acquired four old apartment communities in Chapel Hill and renovated them. Rents, of course, went up. Here's Daniel Eller, president of Eller Capital Partners.
It's created an opportunity for us to fill a void in the market.
The renovated Eller properties include the apartments at Midtown 501, formerly Foxcroft Apartments on Irwin Road, 86 North Apartment Homes, formerly Timberline Village, Timber Hollow Apartments, and Colonial Arms, which the company recently acquired for $3.6 million. It's been renamed 612 Hillsboro. According to Eller, 80% of multifamily housing in Chapel Hill is more than 25 years old. And there's a sharp distinction between regular life and luxury. Eller said that most people working for the town and UNC can't afford to live in about five communities at the top of the market.
The ones that are affordable that people who work in Chapel Hill could live in, they don't want to live there because the quality of the housing isn't what they could get if they drive 10 miles into Durham.
Eller acknowledges that the housing market in Chapel Hill is heavily made up of government workers and that they are among the most likely to seek housing in the Bull City or elsewhere.
You have university employees, town of Chapel Hill, town of Carborough, Orange County, firemen, police, teachers, you know, all of these people have good jobs. They have good salaries and are unfortunately in a situation where they can't afford the properties that they want to live in, and the ones that they can't afford, they don't want to live in.
For those potential tenants, Eller Capital recently announced a plan to offer one-bedroom units with one bathroom at 86 North, starting at $645 per month instead of the current $795. At Midtown 501, rates will start at $891 per month instead of the normal $1,100. Certain fees will also be waived for public employees, according to a press release. Eller said that between the two properties, public servants could save between $2,000 and $3,050 annually as tenants. The incentive plan has drawn praise from Mayors Mark Kleinschmidt of Chapel Hill and Lydia Lavelle of Carborough, as well as Chapel Hill Carborough School Superintendent Tom Forsella and Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue. Daniel Eller said that his company did not consult with the mayors of Carborough and Chapel Hill before offering the incentives. However, recent discussions with Chapel Hill town government on a related matter did play a part. In May of last year, the council approved Eller Capital's request to add 109 units to the 198-unit Timber Hollow Apartments. Addressing some council members' concerns about the potential loss of affordable housing, Eller Capital agreed to keep 14 units in the affordable range and to limit rent increases for longtime residents to between 3 and 5% a year, according to Chapel Hill News. Here's Daniel Eller.
As part of that expansion of the community, we have created an affordable housing plan that will be implemented at Timber Hollow. And so that kind of is what started us on the path of thinking about it.
Eller told WCHL that beginning in 2016, units will be set aside at Timber Hollow for tenants making between 65 to 80% of area median income. Still, some affordable housing advocates are concerned about the refusal of Eller Capital and at least one other prominent management company to accept Section 8 vouchers from some lower-income residents of Chapel Hill. We'll have more on that in part two of this story later in our broadcast. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, that is a nice incentive for public employees. The developers come under fire for some other business practices or policies. Danny Hooley will be back with that side of the story. The second installment in this two-part report coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Orange County schools have announced their makeup plan for days missed due to winter weather. WCHL's Blake Hodge has details.
Students enjoyed several snow days this year, specifically the majority of a two-week stretch in late February. But now it's time to make up those days that were lost. Jake Henry is the chief academic officer of Orange County Schools. He says that officials were able to preserve major portions of their schedule.
We're maintaining the spring break for our traditional schools that we had originally scheduled, which is March the 30th through April the 3rd. Students will also be out of school on May 25th for Memorial Day. And then our last day of school will be June 12th. So all the days in between there, students will be in session.
Now for Hillsborough Elementary, the only year-round school in the district, their spring intersession will begin on March 20th and run through April 3rd. Those students will also be off on Memorial Day, and June 5th will be their final school day. Henry adds that there are two options school systems can choose when laying out their calendar to comply with the law. They can choose to have 185 school days, or they must include 1,025 instructional hours. He says that because Orange County Schools chose the hours option, they are able to get a little bit creative with ways that they can make up time lost.
The day requirement doesn't apply to us. What we need to be looking at are the number of instructional hours that we provide for our students. Traditionally, people think of that one-to-one correlation of you miss a day, you have to make up a day. Really, what we need to be talking about is, have we met the state minimum requirement of 1,025 instructional hours? So we're adding 20 minutes to each day until the end of the year. We had an early release day in April, and we've converted that to a full day.
Now for Hillsborough Elementary, once again, they were originally scheduled to have their intersession begin today, but that will instead begin on Friday. Henry says that the winter weather causes many additional obstacles to the school system.
Making sure that parking lots and sidewalks are properly salted, making sure that all the main parking areas and walkways are also plowed and that the snow is removed. Just checking on buildings and making sure that, particularly when kids aren't there, that the heating system is working well, trying to avoid any cases where pipes that might be exposed to harsh temperatures are not freezing.
And he adds that officials relied heavily on teacher input when determining a makeup plan for the missed days. Students in the Chapel Hill Carbaryl City School System are now scheduled to be in class on Memorial Day, May 25th, due to the amount of class time that was missed due to winter weather. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A food pantry on campus at UNC has a problem that not many food services have. Carolina Connections' Taylor McCain has the story.
We had the fruit cocktail on one shelf.
UNC's Carolina cupboard has a lot of food, but not enough students to feed. Junior Deswana Gladney and her brother Roderick, who is a senior, founded the cupboard. Deswana says the pantry has received more donations than they expected.
Right now, we are in a position where we have so much food available for students to access, but we are not getting the number of visitors we expected or the amount of visitors to receive the amount of food we have available.
In October, the pantry opened in the basement of Avery Residence Hall to provide food for students who are in need. Roderick says about 10 to 12 students come in every week.
There should be no student here worrying about food. Even if they should be worrying about, you know, how hard economics is or how hard chemistry is.
The cupboard gets its food through donation from student organizations and community groups. The shelves are overflowing with non-perishable items ready to be distributed.
As I said, we have a lot of corn and green beans, and all that stuff is basically over there because we can't put it on these shelves. As you know, as you see, they're starting to lean or bend in.
Gladney wants students to know that the cupboard is open to everybody. He says some students' Carolina pride keeps them from coming.
They feel shamed and pitied if they come into the pantry and receive food. Because, you know, this is the thing where everybody thinks that, oh, you know, everyone in Carolina has the same economic background, parents make the same amount of money.
As summer approaches, the group plans to do more publicity. it will donate leftover food to community organizations, including the Chapel Hill Carrboro School System. In Chapel Hill, I'm Taylor McCain.
Carolina Connection is a student-run broadcast that you can hear at 8:30 most Saturday mornings here on WCHL following the WCHL weekend news. Carolina Connection did not have a broadcast this past Saturday because of spring break, but they are scheduled to be back in action this coming Saturday. WCHL News Time, 7:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and traffic is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. Here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Northbound Fordham Boulevard starting to get a little bit busy now as you make your way from 54 out through Manning Drive. Northbound Durham Freeway also starting to see some full lanes in segments as you travel through RTP between I-40 and downtown Durham. If you happen to see anything while you're out, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thanks so much. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full in Carrboro. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather looks like this. It is 46 degrees, partly sunny, high today in the upper 70s. Tonight mostly clear, not as cool, with a low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny and another relatively warm day. High tomorrow in the upper 70s. Feels like spring, doesn't it? Wind gust up to 25 miles per hour late in the day tomorrow. This forecast brought to you this morning by Town Hall Grill, home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle. Town Hall Grill is located in Southern Village, the perfect place for a great meal. And don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. all at Town Hall Grill.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
The State Department of Cultural Resources is accepting nominations for North Carolina's highest civilian honor now through April 24th. The department administers the North Carolina Award, which is awarded by the governor. The award recognizes notable accomplishments by North Carolina citizens in the fields of literature, science, fine arts, and public service. Anyone could submit a nomination, which must include an nomination form, cover letter, and biography or resume of the nominee. In addition, at least three letters of support and examples of the nominee's work will be accepted. A committee will make its selections this summer, and recipients will be honored in November of this year. And now, news around town this morning. Join the town of Carrboro and the Carrboro Bike Coalition at Town Hall tomorrow for an event celebrating Carrboro's designation as a Silver Letter bicycle-friendly community. It begins with a community bike ride at 5:45 in the afternoon tomorrow, followed by light refreshments at Town Hall and a presentation during the Board of Aldermen meeting tomorrow night at 7:30. Carrboro is one of only 65 cities and towns nationwide recognized at the Silver Level. Throughout the month, Chapel Hill Police will be monitoring crosswalks around town as part of an ongoing effort to improve pedestrian and bicycle safety. This Wednesday, officers will be stationed on Pittsburgh Street at the Health Science Library from 8:30 until 9:30 in the morning. They'll be watching to make sure drivers yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk and to make sure pedestrians stay within the crosswalk and don't try to cross elsewhere on that street. Drivers and pedestrians who violate the rules will be cited and may be ticketed. Fines and court costs for tickets will be at least $213. And it's almost time for Dixie Rock, the longest-running indoor climbing competition in the nation, right here in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation hosts the event at the Chapel Hill Community Center. This year's theme is Teen Spirit, with competitions, events, and activities for all ages. To learn more and to register, visit townofchapelhill.org/DixieRock. Of course, we have the website address on our website at chapelboro.com. Check out all of our news around town stories. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Of course, we're going to talk a little basketball this morning. The wait is over. The brackets are out. Jacksonville, Florida will be the destination for the Carolina men's basketball team's first weekend in the NCAA tournament. WCHL's Matt Oaks previews the Tar Heels' sub-regional section.
UNC checks in as the number 4 seed in the 2015 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament and will face number 13 seed Harvard, winners of the Ivy League, in a playoff over Yale. The two schools will face off Thursday at 7:20 p.m. in the Sunshine State. The winner of the Carolina-Harvard game will play the winner of the game between 5th-seeded Arkansas and 12th-seeded Wofford. That game will be played Saturday in Jacksonville. Big Ten champion Wisconsin is the top seed in the West region, and should the Tar Heels survive the opening weekend of action, they would likely face off with the Badgers and National Player of the Year candidate Frank Kaminsky in the Sweet 16. Carolina has struggled to put together a complete 40 minutes of clean, airtight basketball this season, but Roy Williams says people shouldn't be questioning his team's desire and want to.
You know, I say some things a lot of time about a sense of urgency, but our kids have got tremendous heart. I mean, come on. I've had some really, really good teams that may not have a sense of urgency on every possession, but that didn't mean that they didn't want to win just as much as anybody else. Everybody's not built like Tyler Hansbrough. Everybody's not built like Raymond Felton. People want to criticize our kids. It's okay. They don't have anything better to do.
Junior forward Bryce Johnson, who's quietly rounding into form, says the Tar Heels proved the doubters wrong with their inspired play in the ACC tournament.
People probably counted us out at the beginning of the tournament. They didn't think we'd make it this far. I mean, we really showed a lot of toughness and showed a lot of heart just coming in and be able to go 3-4 days in a row and be able to get to the championship.
Johnson says despite the disappointing defeat to Notre Dame in the ACC championship game, he's confident in UNC's upward trajectory.
I feel great, even though we didn't get this win today, because, I mean, we did grow on all levels as a team. I mean, we just have to cut down a little more of the mistakes, and we'll be right there, because, I mean, we are a great team, and we're starting to gel together and starting to play a little bit more to our potential as days go on.
Coach Williams agrees with Johnson. He's happy with the growth of his team heading into the big dance.
Yeah, I think that we have grown in those 4 days we've been here. I think we've shown some toughness during those 4 days. We've played better defensively during those 4 days.
Roy is also quick to point out that success in the ACC tournament is not a direct correlation to NCAA tournament success. He gives a little history lesson.
My teams have taken me to 7 Final Fours. Only one time did we ever win a conference tournament. That was in 2008. Every other time we lost, even in 05 and in 09 when we won a national championship, we lost in the conference tournament. This team's got a chance to make a really good run. We've got some things we've got to improve on, there's no question.
And if the Tar Heels do, in fact, continue to improve, who knows? 2015 could offer a memorable postseason run. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Could be, and I want you to know that we have gone out and gotten somebody who knows a little bit about NCAA tournament play. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Montross joins us now. And Eric, I know that you, of course, were on a national championship team. First of all, let's talk about this past weekend. I've heard a lot of people criticize the Tar Heels for not playing with heart this weekend, and I don't think anything could be further from the truth the way Carolina played this past weekend in the ACC tournament.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I try to moderate most of my comments, but I think that's pretty ridiculous. I mean, I think that this team went through a terrific set of competition. I think that they acquitted themselves very, very well. And I think that when you look at how they ended up, I mean, to be within grasp of an ACC tournament victory, having gone through the likes of Virginia and Louisville, and to play Notre Dame, I don't think anything could be further from the truth. I think that there was a little bit of a wake-up call for a few guys during this early part of the tournament, and that's why people have latched on to it, because it's easy to latch on to. But I follow this team all year long, travel with this team all year long, watch how they're coached and how they play and the type of kids that they are. And this is a team that's got plenty of heart. They just haven't always been able to play as well as many of our fans would like them to play. But I don't think that there's anything that could be further from the truth.
Well, first of all, it's really tough to play 4 games in 4 days. Have you ever done that?
You know, I've not, and I'd love to. You know, I don't think that you'll ever hear anybody from the team saying anything about that, because that would be viewed as an excuse. I'm sure it was difficult, but I also think that when you look at the, you know, we went into the final game against Virginia, and I don't know, I haven't done the math to see the minutes logged by each of our players versus each of theirs, but they only played 7 guys. Now, it was their third game. But they play 7 players, and make no bones about it, that's all they've done all year. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of people, I think that it would have been very difficult to win 4 games. I think it's more about winning 4 in a row in 4 days than it is about being tired. And I thought I was there. We watched every game at the entire tournament, not just the Heels. And I thought the Tar Heels played exceptionally well and had a chance to do something that very few people expected going into the tournament.
As has been proven multiple times in the past, how you do in the NCAA tournament is not predicated on winning the ACC tournament championship. What do you think of Carolina's chances going on into the NCAA?
Well, a lot of what Carolina's season has been can be summed up with you never really know exactly which team you're going to see. You can win a lot of games. I mean, this team has won 24 games this year. And you win 24 games, it's not because you're not good. It's not because you're not well coached. It's not because you don't have good players. But you've got an opportunity now to look at it as you've got a two-game tournament coming up. And a two-game tournament gets you to L.A. And once you're in L.A., anything can happen. So the two-game tournament this week starts with Harvard. And then the second game for us is Arkansas or Wofford. And I think that when you look at how the Tar Heels have played, they should feel like they are in control of their own destiny because they're prepared. This is what you play for. This is what Coach Williams coaches for, to be ready this time of year, not to be ready 4 weeks ago.
Well, it's all everybody picking their Final Four and all this kind of business. What are your overall feelings on how the NCAA selection committee did?
Yeah, I think that there's so much introspection now, and I think that there's you can slice it a million ways, and you can justify probably half a million of them. And I think, you know, there are so many statistical analyses out there right now that if you have a theory, if you have a rationale, you can back it up. You know, I think that you can find the statistics to back it up. I like the strength of schedule thought. I think that the teams that are, I think they did, you know, I haven't looked at every single team and looked at everybody's background, but I think that when you look at how the NCAA committee goes through the process, look, everybody can say nothing's flawless, nothing's good, but the other thing is, there are a whole lot of folks across this country that they're chomping at the bit for the NCAAs to start, so they must have done something right.
Oh, yeah, right. That's for sure. Eric, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll be listening for you on Thursday on the Tar Heel Network.
Very good. We'll look forward to it. It ought to be a lot of fun.
That is Eric Montross, Carolina All-American, member of the 1993 National Championship team, and now analyst on the Tar Heel Sports Network alongside Jones Angel. And, of course, he covers Carolina every single time out. And as he said, they watch every single game of the ACC tournament, not just when Carolina play, but every game in that tournament. And that is quite an ordeal, that's for sure. 728 at WCHL. That's a look at WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
And now, brought to you by the Vapor Girl,
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina ran out of gas and adrenaline in Greensboro, but not heart. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. You think there may be a reason that no team has ever won the ACC tournament in more than three games? Four games in 4 days is a bear, and I cannot imagine how the UConn team of a few years ago won the old Big East tourney by winning five games in five consecutive days. Roy Williams and the Tar Heels wouldn't admit it, but they had to succumb to fatigue during the Notre Dame run that turned Sunday's championship game around. It wasn't the big 23-6 run necessarily, because by the end of that, there was clearly nothing left in the Tar Heels' tank. It was how that run began, with 11 straight Notre Dame points in less than 90 seconds. Three turnovers and a missed shot led to seven straight possessions in which Carolina failed to score. The hard-fought comeback in the first half and Carolina's own great run to open the second half left the Tar Heels playing on adrenaline and exhilaration, 10 minutes from their first ACC championship since 2008. But then turnovers off lazy passes by Joel Berry and Justin Jackson and another in the paint by Kennedy Meeks were examples of errors that probably wouldn't have happened if Carolina was still mentally sharp. Notre Dame was on the verge of collapse itself despite playing only three tournament games, but got the stops to get back in the game. The Irish dug in on defense to capitalize on Carolina's lapses and continued their hot shooting, going 10 of 20 from three-point range. When they finally pulled ahead, Carolina was spent. At that point, the Tar Heels were playing on heart alone and was powerless to stop Notre Dame or counter the run. Too bad, because this was a telling weekend for the Heels, who beat BC, 14th-ranked Louisville, and 3rd-ranked Virginia in their best sustained performance of the season. And the first time since January, they had strung three victories together. I caught myself thinking they were going to pull it off, with the Greensboro Coliseum crowd roaring and their inside-outside game finally clicking over the first 10 minutes of the second half. How cool would that have been for a team that had such ups and downs this season, and Marcus Paige winning MVP honors? It did not happen, but I think Carolina learned a lot about its heart and toughness that will help in the short run, and certainly next season. This is our chance. See ya.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards smart card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil smart card. Cruisers. Good to go.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels is supported by hundreds of volunteers as well as several local businesses, which include GlaxoSmithKline, Walmart, Belk's, Carowoods, and Porch. Performance Subaru supports Meals on Wheels through its annual Share the Love campaign. All of this assistance is greatly appreciated. For more information, please visit our website, chcmow.org, or our Facebook page. And as usual, we thank WCHL for caring for our community.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Sturtevant's Tire Pros. It is 46 degrees, partly sunny today, high today in the upper 70s. Feels good this morning. Going to feel even better this afternoon. Tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies, not as cool, with a low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, another day pretty much like this one, except it will be windy late in the day. Our high tomorrow in the upper 70s, wind gust up to 25 miles per hour. I'll take it. Sturtevant's Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years. Sturtevant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale, located on Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. You can call 942-TIRE or visit 942tire.com.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:34, I'm Ron Stutz, WCHL. You heard part one of this story at the top of the hour. A plan by local developer Eller Capital Partners to provide affordable housing for public employees at two Chapel Hill apartment complexes has drawn praise from two mayors, a school superintendent, and Chapel Hill's police chief. Still, as we told you at the end of part one, some housing advocates are concerned about Eller
sellers' refusal to accept Section 8 housing vouchers. In Part 2, WCHL's Danny Hooley hears from both sides.
As a company, we do not accept Section 8.
Daniel Eller, president of developer and property management company Eller Capital Partners, pointed out that it's a policy shared by other Chapel Hill landlords. He said that his company's plan to offer discounts for public employees can accomplish at least some of the same goals of the county voucher program.
Unfortunately, there are pitfalls with the Section 8 program, and I think that it's something that is going to require partnership between the towns and private developers.
Maggie West is a program coordinator with Community Empowerment Fund in Chapel Hill. The CEF is a student-run nonprofit organization providing financial education and other support to unemployed and underemployed residents of Orange and Durham counties. West praised the incentive plan, but had some criticism as well.
It's a good gesture and more, of course, than they're necessarily required to do, and I appreciate that. I wish it didn't come on the tails of them evicting all the people that have housing choice vouchers.
Housing choice vouchers are funded through the federal government's Department of Housing and Urban Development. In Carrboro and Chapel Hill, they are administered by Orange County government. Eligible renters are required to pay the difference between the rent charged by the landlord and the amount subsidized by the program. Recently, leaders of the towns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro began hearing that local landlords, including Eller Capital and General Services Corporation, had stopped accepting the vouchers. Mayors Mark Kleinschmidt of Chapel Hill and Lydia Lavelle of Carrboro held a joint news conference last August to publicly ask landlords to take the vouchers. They pointed out that it's guaranteed money every month, but Eller Capital doesn't see it that way. In an email to WCHL, Daniel Eller said that, quote, "Much of the multifamily housing industry recognizes the inefficiencies of the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program, the costs, regulations, and duplicative requirements imposed on apartment companies that accept vouchers discourage them from participating in the program," end of quote. Eller referred WCHL to an article published by the National Multifamily Housing Council, citing a required three-way lease, repetitive unit inspections, and burdensome paperwork as reasons to opt out of taking vouchers. The article also mentions a volatile funding situation due to austerity measures imposed by Congress. West said she's not buying the funding argument around here.
That might be the case in other areas. I know when the sequester happened, Orange County voucher recipients were not affected. No payments were skipped.
The CEF has been trying to help relocate Chapel Hill and Carrboro residents whose former landlords no longer accept vouchers.
Mostly the tenants we've worked with from Eller have come from 86 North because prior to becoming 86 North, when it was Timberland Apartments, it was one of the more affordable places to live and still be on transit.
West said it's especially hard now to find housing for people with accessibility needs, those who require wheelchair ramps or just close proximity to public transportation. She said the CEF has worked with three former 86 North residents who need handicapped accessible units.
Overall, from GSC and 86 North and other landlords combined, we've worked with probably about 50 different households over the last 8 months.
Earlier this month, Eller Capital Partners announced the acquisition of Colonial Arms Apartments in Chapel Hill for $3.6 million. Audrey Spencer Horsley, director of the Orange County Department of Housing, Human Rights, and Community Development, told WCHL that her department has no record of Section 8 residents living there right now. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will take public comment tonight on plans to build a Walgreens at the corner of Weaver Dairy Road and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The project will be known as Weaver Crossing. It would bring retail and office space as well as a medical clinic to the 3.7-acre lot between Sparrow Road and Weaver Dairy. If you're coming from town and turning right on Weaver Dairy Road, it's right there in that corner on your right. The council will also hear a request to reclassify the former library at 523 East Franklin Street as private office space. UNC hopes to use the property as the headquarters of the Arts and Sciences Foundation. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in Chapel Hill Town Hall. And a little politics for you this morning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is warning he won't hold a confirmation vote for Loretta Lynch as Attorney General until the Senate completes work on a bill designed to curb human trafficking. Lynch is a North Carolina native who would be the first black woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General. McConnell had said he would move to the Lynch nomination this week, but progress on the human trafficking bill is stalled over a dispute about a provision regarding funding for abortions that McConnell says has been federal policy for almost 40 years. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York said Republicans are using any excuse they can to stall the nomination. He said the nominee deserves a vote at a time when terrorist groups threaten the United States. So we'll keep following that story for you.
It's 740 WCHL. Good morning. I'm Rod Sutz, and Nikki Morse is here now. And, Nikki, I know that you're all bright and shiny and bushy-tailed and bright-eyed this morning.
But, oh, absolutely. That's every Monday for me. Just mark that on your calendar. It's the way it is going to be from now on.
Yeah, I just kind of take for granted.
Yeah, you know. I know you do.
What's happening at chapelbro.com?
A lot of stuff. I was just reading a fascinating article by none other than Jeff Danner, of course. You know, he is the science guy, and wow, can he really delve into stuff? Like, this time he's delving into Mars and whether or not there has been life or will be life or has been, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's really interesting, you know, mainly because there's always been that kind of curiosity of whether or not we are alone, you know, in the universe. So for us to have the rover on Mars for a couple of years now, I mean, it's been since, I think, 2012, since they've been scouring the surface of Mars, looking for water and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of fascinating. Take that in.
Yeah. Well, Jeff Danner is a fascinating guy anyway.
Yeah. You know, I have yet to meet him. I've seen him walking around, and I've seen him in the studio with Aaron in the afternoons, but I can't, you know, it's not like I could burst in when they're on the air and go, hey, oh, my God, that's Jeff Danner. Oh, I've read all your articles. This is so exciting.
You know what? I might be able to arrange a meeting for you.
Yeah.
So you could be introduced to Jeff.
Can I replace my picture of me and Paul McCartney with me and Jeff Danner?
Yeah, I think maybe
great.
So. And we might even be able to talk him into giving you his autograph.
My day is now complete. I really do find him fascinating. I'm just teasing him. Anyway, what do an enemy of the people and the Carolina Way have in common? Well, Lou Margolis takes that into account with the commentators on our website, chapelbro.com. Guess what? Today is your last day to put in your submissions for our Best Place for Breakfast shortlist this month.
Yeah.
We're going to compile all the entries by the end of the day, so make sure you get them in. And tomorrow, check back in, and then you can vote. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's on there, because I could really go for breakfast right now.
I know you're hungry.
What is it? I'm always hungry at this time. It's just ridiculous, I guess, because I keep talking about the best place for breakfast.
Yeah.
Couple of great photo galleries, of course, of the Tar Heels at the ACC tournament. I know it was a kind of a disappointing end to it, but hey, they made it so far, and it was a great tournament to watch, and it was, you know, I really enjoyed watching it.
I agree with Art and with Eric. I think the Tar Heels just kind of ran out of gas in the second half.
I can't say I blame them.
In that fourth game in 4 days, you know. So hey, I'm proud of the way they played in the ACC tournament.
Yeah. Me too.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Well, you can get all that stuff, details on all of our stories, news stories, sports stories, etc., on our website, chapelbro.com, now with instantly live streaming on an app for that. And Stomp is returning to DPAC next weekend, March 27th through 29th. You know, Stomp as the troupe that uses everything but conventional percussion instruments, matchboxes, wooden poles, brooms, garbage cans, Zippo lighters, hubcaps, to fill the stage with magnificent rhythms.
Have you ever seen that?
I'm on TV, that's all.
I've actually seen a live performance of them, and they are so good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We have a grand prize package complete with two tickets to see Stomp and a $50 gift card for dinner right before the show.
Neat. D-Pack.
Yeah, I'm going to be picking a finalist now, with a grand prize winner being drawn from the three finalists on Thursday. So call in. If you're caller number 5, you will have a 1 in 3 chance of winning this grand prize. Caller number 5, right now, call in and get qualified. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
This is Sammy Martin of Franklin Street Realty, and you're not Kit.
No, I'm James Blackburn.
James, at Franklin Street, we often ask, why would you call anyone else? Expound on that, please.
Well, if I wanted a pizza, I'd call Pepper's, not Franklin Street Realty.
James, Pepper's is closed.
I know, but it was good pizza. Similarly, if I wanted a haircut, I would call a hairdresser.
But you don't have much hair left, and it's obvious that's not what I'm talking about.
I know. If I wanted to buy or sell a house, I would definitely call Franklin Street Realty.
There we are. Why?
Because I want to work with people like me.
Overly tall, overweight people with a funny accent?
The only thing funny about my accent is after living here for 24 years, I'm starting to sound a bit like y'all.
That's y'all.
I mean, I want to work with realtors who don't wear name tags, blazers, or button-downs. Genuine, friendly people who are comfortable in jeans, who aren't afraid to get dirty, and will crawl under a house, who will work on the weekends, who will answer the phone after hours.
Who are connected to the community? Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Don't call me lady.
Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels is supported by hundreds of volunteers as well as several local businesses, which include GlaxoSmithKline, Walmart, Belk's, Carrollwoods, and Porch. Performance Subaru supports Meals on Wheels through its annual Share the Love campaign. All of this assistance is greatly appreciated. For more information, please visit our website, chcmow.org, or our Facebook page. And as usual, we thank WCHL for caring for our community.
Well, good morning. It is 26 degrees, 745 WCHL. Congratulations to Marion Cranford, who is our first qualifier. That means that Marion Cranford's chances of winning the grand prize are 33 1/3%. We will only have three finalists on this. You can get two tickets to see Stomp at DPAC and a $50 gift card for dinner right before the show, right there in the DPAC area. So keep listening, and tomorrow morning I will have another finalist right here to go see Stomp at DPAC. It's coming March 27th through 29th. All right. Coming up, today's commentary, and we'll be following that with your traffic and weather together. The word of the day, clean joke of the day, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. In 20 years of living in South Florida, I was able to witness what overdevelopment does to a community. I saw miles of beautiful beachfront turn into a canyon of high-rise buildings blocking out the sun. From the Atlantic Ocean to the Everglades, row on row of concrete driveways and backyard swimming pools replaced palm trees and open space. And when the space ran out, mountains of sand were dumped to create more land so we could build farther out into the Everglades. We saw what happens when public officials get too cozy with those who build, and over time grow less concerned with the consequences of their official decisions. When we moved to Chapel Hill, we found an attractive community with many lovely neighborhoods, convenient retail stores, easy access to cultural activity. We found an enlightened community of well-educated people who cared about their town, its schools, and their quality of life. That's a good sign. Not much wrong with that picture. The old saying, if it isn't broke, don't fix it, could apply. That was 37 years ago. Today, we live in a community determined to reinvent itself into something more like a copy of the overgrown cities of South Florida and the concrete jungles in the northern Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C. Of course, we will have some growth, and the change is inevitable. Some of it's good. Too much is not. That which is driven by greed is not. We await the inevitable approval of major developments on the north side of town, the south, the east, the west. Fortunately, we have no beautiful Everglades in the path of our construction, but we do have us, the people who must live with the consequences of all this building. We and our neighbors are this community's residents, the people who live here, who love our community, and wonder what it is that's broken that we are so determined to fix. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Are you a physician assistant in the area who is looking to join an academy of peers? If so, let the North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants work for you. Not only does being a part of the NCAPA connect you to fellow PAs in North Carolina, it also provides opportunities to have a voice on legislation that impacts your right to practice medicine. The academy offers multiple occasions to meet peers and holds two annual CME conferences. Let the NCAPA help you so you can continue helping others. Visit ncapa.org today.
At the UPS store, when you sign up for our mailbox service, not only do you get all of our great mailbox features, including a mailbox with a real street address, package acceptance from all shipping carriers, and 24-hour access, but you now get a key savings card, which will give you great discounts on our suite of small business services, such as 15% off printing and packing and 5% off shipping. To learn more or to receive your key savings card, stop by the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard, in Meadowmont, and in Chapel Hill North. The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Traffic and weather together now, it's easy for me to say. Traffic brought to you by Grumble Jewelers. And now, here's Nikki.
Northbound Fordham Boulevard starting to crowd as you approach Manning Drive this morning. Northbound Durham Freeway also experiencing some heavy traffic between Alexander Drive and Austin Avenue, and 40 eastbound filling up. Expect some crowded segments between Highway 54 and the Durham Freeway. If you happen to see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Grumble Jewelers has your engagement ring. If you didn't think about popping the question, go talk to Berkeley Grumble today. And Grumble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Grimble Jewelers. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. It is going to be kind of nice, actually 46 degrees this morning to start. I'll take it. Partly sunny today. High today about 78 degrees. Now tonight, mostly clear. Not as cool as this previous night. Our low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high in the upper 70s again. It will get kind of windy at the end of the day tomorrow, but still very nice. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carboro. Online at glasshalffullcarboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. Ladies and gentlemen, time now for the word of the day on WCHL with Wayne Pond. Oh, man, I enjoy this so much. Don't we all? Everybody loves Wayne Pond. Wayne, how's it going, buddy?
I smell the strong odor of mendacity. What I smell.
How's it going there, buddy?
Just call me Big Daddy. Well, good morning, Ron.
I hope you had a good weekend.
It was a good weekend. A couple of notably negative moments, but other than that, you know, what are you going to do?
Oh, really? Well,
I'm talking about the Tar Heel loss.
Oh, yeah.
Notre Dame. So
yeah.
That's the way it goes. We'll bounce back, however, okay?
Yep, we will.
All right, guys, here we go. I got a dandy for you this morning. The word of the day is esthete, and we'll give you a choice of spellings here. You can begin with the first letter of the alphabet, A-E-S-T-H-E-T-E, A-E-S-T-H-E-T-E. Or you can just drop that that first A and spell it E-S-T-H-E-T-E, esthete. This is a noun. This is all about people who genuinely or how do you say it, who fake sensitivity to beautiful things, beautiful objects, beautiful people. But the flow here is most often directed toward art and the art world. If you are an esthete, that means you have a particularly high sensitivity to that which is beautiful. So, Ron, I swear you're surrounded by beautiful people. That makes you an esthete, doesn't it?
I am. I'm as esthete as you can possibly get.
I think he needs some anesthetic is what he needs.
That's true. I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're beginning the week here on a high note.
It will, as always.
Yeah. It rapidly declines as the days go by, right?
Well.
All right.
Hey.
Esthete. A-E-S-T-H-E-T-E, or just plain old E-S-T-H-E-T-E. Esthete, a noun, somebody who has or who affects a high sensitivity to beauty. On that noble note, I will leave you for the remainder of your Monday.
All right, Wayne. Thank you, buddy.
Goodbye.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. What was calling anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. 7:54 at WCHL. And time now for the clean joke of the day. Fire up the orchestra, please. Here we go with Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Farmer Joe was in his car when he was hit by a truck. He decided that his injuries from the accident were serious enough to take the company to court. And in court, the trucking company's lawyer was questioning Farmer Joe. Didn't you say at the scene of the accident, I'm fine? Farmer Joe said, well, I tell you what happened. I just loaded my favorite mule, Bessie, into the... I didn't ask for details, the lawyer interrupted. Just answer the question. Did you not say at the scene of the accident, I'm fine? Farmer Joe says, well, I just got Bessie into the trailer and I was driving down the road. Judge, I'm trying to tell this man that he told the highway patrolman on the scene he was just fine. Now, several weeks after the accident, he's trying to sue my client. He's a fraud. Tell him to simply answer the question. By this time, the judge was interested in Farmer Joe's answer and said, I'd like to hear what he has to say. So, Joe said, well, as I was saying, I just loaded Bessie, my favorite mule, into the trailer, and he was driving her down the highway when this huge truck and trailer ran the stop sign and smacked my truck right on the side. I was thrown into one ditch, and Bessie was thrown into the other. I was hurt real bad, and I didn't want to move. However, I could hear Bessie moaning and groaning. I knew she was in terrible shape just by her groans. Shortly, the highway patrolman came over, and he could hear Bessie moaning, so he went over to her. He looked at her, took out his gun, and shot her between the eyes. Then he came across the road with his gun in his hand and looked at me. He says, your mule was in such bad shape, I had to shoot her. How are you feeling?
I don't blame him. My goodness, well, that's terrible. 757 at WCHL. Good morning.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Gina Chapman is a teacher at Ephesus Elementary School in Chapel Hill. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Gina is a wonderful teacher in the school system and works with special needs children and has a wonderful classroom, very peaceful, and they know the children very well and they work with them on things that they are interested in.
Gina Chapman really deserves it. Here once again is Mary Bushnell.
She utilizes volunteers in that classroom very well and finds ways to individualize instruction for children.
Gina has a special needs classroom at Ephesus and she's requested volunteers for the past 12 years and consistently makes good use of them throughout the academic
year.
All
children are special, but these are children with unusual needs, and they require someone who really can get to know them and maximize the interventions that can be put in place for them so that they can improve.
She's got it down to a science. Gina always provides outstanding support to the volunteers in her classroom, and of course, it's all for the benefit of the children.
Well, I think that one of the ways that it works so well is that she really knows the children and matches people up with her children that can really find ways to increase and help them grow. Because she focuses so much on the individual child, she really knows how to make use of a person who wants to come in and really help a child get further along in their learning.
More than anything, this teacher, Gina Chapman, is just a really nice person.
She has a great smile, but I think that the most important thing is that she really obviously cares about her students very much.
Thanks to Mary Bushnell for singing the praises of Gina Chapman, special needs teacher at Ephesus Elementary School. Today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This Saturday, find the Triangle's best secondhand goods at the Chapel of the Cross ABC sale. Look through high-quality, affordable items that range from day-to-day necessities to one-of-a-kind treasures. All proceeds benefit area nonprofits serving children and families. Shop this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Chapel of the Cross, 53rd Annual ABC Sale. Back home in our new building on East Franklin Street, visit thechapelofthecross.org for details.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
46 degrees in Chapel Hill, and look for a high today of about 77 or 78. Well, we'll have a lot of sunshine today. Nice day on the way. Tonight, clear skies and the low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 70s. It will be windy later on in the day. Good morning. It is 8 o'clock.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.